Mr. President, I'd like to speak as if in mourning business. My remarks be placed elsewhere in the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I wish to advise colleagues with regard to the pictures that have been sent up by the Department of Defense, which will be available in S-407 in but 45 minutes' time. Bottom line, I urge all senators to avail themselves of the opportunity to examine this body of evidence. While I haven't seen it specifically, it has been described to me. It is, in my judgment, another distasteful, but never necessary, a factual part of this tragic incident regarding the allegations and the facts which document abuse by uniformed people of the United States Armed Forces against Iraqi prisoners. So at 2 p.m., I urge your attendance, and I want to thank the leadership. Yesterday, I contacted Senator Frist, suggesting that he and I and Senator Daschle and Senator Levin sit down and make the arrangements. They were concluded. The pictures will be brought up. They will remain in the custody at all times of the Department of Defense and then be returned to the Department at the conclusion of our meeting. I speak just for myself. What are my guidelines as I look at these pictures and how I, obligated to address my constituents and indeed to share my views with colleagues, these are the guideposts that I will follow. First, at the hearing of the Armed Services, the first hearing with Secretary Rumsfeld and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. As Chairman, I was privileged to ask the first questions, and this is my question to Chairman Myers. I would anticipate that you have consulted with your colleagues, not only in the Joint Chiefs, but particularly in Central Command, and you're making or have made, will continue to make an assessment as to the possible increase in risk to the men and women of the armed forces, the personal increase to them and indeed their colleagues in the coalition of forces regarding the release of these photos, and as this story continues to reflect very deeply on the thinking and actions of other people. We learned yesterday of the tragic event of the Berg family having lost that individual. So you have to consider not only men and women in uniform, but, you know, that brave bunch of contractors, by and large, who are taking a certain amount of risk to perform the duties to rebuild the infrastructure in Iraq and to assist the men and women of the armed forces in carrying out their missions. General Myers replied very clearly, absolutely we will, and we should not underestimate the impact. Further, he said, I think we have a lot of troops in Iraq right now, after talking to General Smith and others, that are probably walking with, I mean, they're involved in combat, but they're walking with their head just a bit lower right now because they have to bear the brunt of what their colleagues up in Abu Ghraib prison did. That's straight talk. We've had good straight talk from the Secretary of Defense and all witnesses in the course of our hearings, and I commend the Department of Defense from the President on down in the manner in which they're dealing with this situation. So that's my principal beacon. The second is we're a nation that operates on the rule of law. The Department of the Army, Department of Defense are bringing accountability to those who allegedly have perpetrated these situations. And that trial process must go forward in such a way that the release of these photos does not adversely impact or jeopardize their rights. And it's for that reason I simply say to my colleagues, I think we've got to be extremely cautious as we finish our work this afternoon and then fulfill our obligations to verbalize. Pictures can't be copied. Verbalize our own interpretations and meaning of these photos, such as tonight not incite in any way further anger against our forces or others working in the cause of freedom. That's my view. Further, I think caution be used so as not to jeopardize under the Uniform Code of Military Justice and such other laws that others may be brought to bear an accountability in any way to jeopardize those trials. We are a rule of law, this nation, and we're proud. We're a strong democracy. Secretary Rumsfeld, in his opening remarks, said that the strength of America will be brought to bear as we address these problems in our military and reflect how this nation, I'm paraphrasing, how this nation can go about handling that situation under the rule of law and holding those accountable. That shows the strength of democracy. And I think that is very important. There's a Privacy Act, which in the minds of some lawyers protect these pictures in a certain way from public disclosure. So I would simply counsel those, and indeed, to the extent the executive branch, which has a responsibility, will deal with future distribution of these pictures, to use err on the side of caution. I think at this time it would not be wise to publish them. I believe that the time to publish such photos should be during the course of the trials, when the prosecution has a right to bring out certain photographs. The defense has a right to go and perhaps bring out other photographs. So you'll have a balance of interest as to the photographs that are made public, and those trials will be public. And at that time, no one could accuse the United States, for whatever reason, having released these photos earlier, either jeopardized the trial or were trying to influence public opinion one way or another. Those releases would be in accordance with the procedures under the Uniform Code of Military Justice and other such court procedures. Mr. President, I ask unanimously that I have a minute and a half additional.
President, I yield to Senator Virginia such
time
as he may.
Mr. President, I thank my distinguished colleague. Sadness, I think, fills the heart of all Americans with regard to this episode and the otherwise very proud history of our United States military. Going back to 200 years of our republic, 200 years plus, and looking forward, and looking at today, 99.99% of the men and women in uniform are carrying out their missions in accordance with the finest traditions, going into harm's way, taking risks, and performing their missions. We must think of them. That's very much in my mind, and I hope in the minds of others as we look at this thing. The Berg case had a specific reference to that heinous crime being committed to avenge the treatment of prisoners in that prison. And that's why I think further release at this time by these photographs, indeed they would put another layer, but basically that layer I don't think will contribute materially to further understanding of this tragic problem, to the extent that it overrides the other concerns of the safety of our forces, the safety of the civilian backup infrastructure, and the need for these trials to go forward in such a manner that no one can contest the integrity of the Department of Defense or the Army as they proceed to address those and hold those responsible accountable. So, Mr. President, I would suggest that the release of this material, which is not before the Senate, I repeat, we do not have custody of the photos, be considered by the executive branch, and perhaps wiser minds than I have a different perspective, but in the end, I counsel all caution as we verbalize our own views and understanding of these pictures, and as the executive branch moves forward with a decision regarding release. Mr. President, I yield the floor.